A senior Indonesian official has warned that terrorists are planning new attacks in the next few months. Indonesia's coordinating minister for security and political affairs, Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono, sounded the warning at a conference in Jakarta Sunday. He says that Indonesia's army and police are taking precautions against the threat of terrorism in the run-up to the New Year's celebrations and the general elections being held next April. He says that 240,000 security personnel will be involved in preventing attacks during the elections. Terrorists from Jemaah Islamiyah, or JI, a regional group affiliated with the Al-Qaeda network, have carried out a number of attacks in Indonesia. The group's members are responsible for last year's Bali bombing, in which more than 200 people died, and last August's attack on the JW Marriott Hotel in Jakarta, which killed 12. Mr. Yudhoyono's warnings come just days after the U.S. Embassy in Jakarta issued a warning that Westerners could be targeted by terrorists in the weeks around Christmas and the New Year. The warning says that there is a particularly high potential for attacks in the coming weeks on places where Westerners often congregate, including hotels, shopping centers, schools, and places of worship. Members of Jemaah Islamiyah mounted a nationwide bombing campaign against churches on Christmas Eve 2000, killing 19 people. Dozens of suspected militants have been rounded up over the past 2 years, but JI has proved more widespread and resilient than initially hoped. Several key members remain free, including the head of the group's arm wing, its chief financier, and its most dangerous bomb maker. Indonesia is the world's most populous Muslim nation and is overwhelmingly moderate. Political analysts, however, say the past 5 years of political turmoil and continuing corruption have created a fertile recruiting ground for extremist groups. Tim Johnston, VOA News, Jakarta.